Reclining Nude. Reclining Nude is a 1958 abstract oil painting by Nathan Oliveira, just over 6 feet wide by a little more than 5 feet tall. The background is a range of grays, from gray-brown and light gray at the top and down the left side, to a darker blue-gray on the right and much of the lower half. Just below the center of the expansive field of grays rests a set of shapes made of brighter colors. The shapes are so abstracted that knowing the painting's title is key to interpreting them. Perhaps the perspective is from above, of a black-haired white woman lying on her belly, her ankles crossed. It is equally plausible as a view of her lying on her side. Here, the paint was not only brushed onto the canvas, but also pushed and scraped into chunky peaks that reflect the light, bringing an incredible sense of depth and vibrancy to the serene body, painted in white, peach, gray, yellow, and orange. The heaped-up glossy black paint making up her hair is the thickest spot on the canvas, and is about one quarter of the way from the left edge. The figure widens into an oblong body that spans another quarter of the canvas's width. It is mostly white and peach with a squiggle of gray coursing down her back. Emerging from gray outline buttocks in yellow and gray, her legs narrow to a sharp point one quarter of the way from the right edge. A line of thick black paint borders her from her buttocks to her head. A long wavy line of this black continues on past her head in an arc aiming toward the bottom left corner. It is accented with a short stripe of Kelly green and small sweeps of white, yellow, and red. Both the background and the central figure are painted with overlapping strokes, up and down, diagonally, and back and forth. Several very thin white lines cut across the center of the painting, just above the figure. The canvas above the thin white lines is fairly smooth in texture compared to the darker bottom half. The right bottom area has energetic brushstrokes like dark gray ocean waves, frothing and peaking. And on the left, more thin lines are cut into the paint, following the black arc from her head toward the bottom.